Hi everyone, I'm Asiyeh Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. 3.3 million jobs have been cut over the last 6 months. That's after the latest round of unemployment numbers, which shows 651,000 people lost jobs just last month alone. Meantime, President Obama is urging Americans to hang in there and be wise in their spending.
Like every family going through hard times, our country must make tough choices. In order to pay for the things we need, we cannot waste money on the things we don't.
The president also says these tough times offer a chance to discover a great opportunity in the midst of a crisis. Meanwhile, by executive order, Mr. Obama is expected to end restrictions on federal funding on human embryonic stem cell research, and that'll happen on Monday. Many believe that embryonic stem cells hold the key to medical breakthroughs. Scientists say it could lead to treatments for many diseases, ranging from diabetes to Parkinson's disease. Opponents argue that destroying embryos to extract the stem cells destroys human life. While Secretary of State Hillary Clinton toured Turkey today, two of her envoys were out trying to heal America's relationship with Syria. They met today with Syrian foreign minister in Damascus. The U.S. broke off diplomatic relations with Syria after the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri 4 years ago. Last week, one of the envoys met with Syria's ambassador to the U.S. Clinton says the purpose of the visit is to explore Washington's relationship with Syria. Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has been released from a hospital after being hurt in a car wreck Friday. The accident killed his wife, Susan. President and political rival Robert Mugabe visited Mr. Tsvangirai in his hospital room Friday. Some are speculating the crash may not have been an accident. And former First Lady Barbara Bush will be moved out of intensive care today, so good news there. Mrs. Bush underwent heart surgery earlier this week to replace the aortic valve in her heart. Doctors say Mrs. Bush will spend another week in a Houston hospital for observation. And get ready for a little less beauty sleep. It's time to spring forward again. That means you need to push your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Most of Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that don't make the change. Daylight saving time will end in November. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.